Yo, Ahuda, Barry.
Yeah, man, where are they?
Yo, what go on, my dad? Yo, them man, you're my general in a star.
Just cool now. Yeah, man.
Yo, me and them man, you're chat for a year that we need, no. I'm a real damn this, you know. Yo, Barry, remember we used to run up and down in one of the yard and play football or cricket and all them because something there. Run both and go on with one bag of foolishness.
Yeah, man, remember everything, man.
Yo, a farm, me and the man you come from in a star. Yo, as me said that, me realize a long time, you know, all a look of reason, you know. But one away still, me more ask about a look of venture for sponsor still, you know.
Yeah, man, that cool, man. Well, hold on a little bit still. Me so forward. Me phone a ring, so I got to step the call and circle.
Welcome back, Barry. It's good to see you again. I hope things are going okay with you and your money.
Boy, I'm glad you could have meet me, you know. Things are going all right so far, you know. As me tell you the last time, me I move towards my own house and I invest the rest of the money till it can do some of the plans that I want to deal with still. You know, me and the process of getting a house right now and everything all right except for one thing so far. You know, since people find out some win the money bridge and it come in like me can't even get a moment for rest, no peace. Everywhere me go, people just a beg me money. I want to learn how to manage that, as me I say. You see, I consider myself a generous man, you know. I mean, no mind for sheer. As a matter of fact, I give a little to some close relatives and my friend them. But the one and few times I try to say no, it's like people so quick to turn upon you and start cuss you. So you're mean and stingy and all kind of thing, you see me? And it kind of get out, it feel a weird bridging. What kind of advice you have to help manage them kind of thing, yeah?
All right, Barry. As it turns out, the financial advisor you spoke to previously, Cheryl Hansen-Simpson, has a few tips to help you manage. Listen up.
You said to yourself, boy, how can I have all of this money and don't help my fellow man? Give in to people like this is that they're looking for approval. So you will feel like the person don't like you no more if you say no to them. You got to learn to lose that, okay? Because what will happen is that in two tools, all your money will be gone and then they won't be coming around. Think about that. These people that are coming around to you now, if you didn't have the money, would they even give you time of day? And if the answer is no, then you need to in yourself build up that self-esteem to say, no, this money is for my kids. This is for a greater purpose.
Mrs. Simpson also says one of the best ways to manage giving back is to set aside some money specifically to give away.
One of the things you can do if you're one of those persons who kind-hearted, like to help people, is to put aside some of the money to say, okay, if you give to church, you may want to give someone to the church, or you want to just put someone into a different account as a giving account.
Having money to give away located in a specific account will create a psychological barrier, which will kick in when the money is finished. You're less likely to want to give away any more without feeling broke, and that will help regulate how you give from it. Mrs. Hansen also says there are ways to answer persons to ensure that they get the message that you aren't keen on just giving away your money.
Depending on the person and who you deal with, you have to learn the right thing to say. You can say, no, I've invested away, I have no way to touch it, I can't do anything for it, it's for the kids' education.
And if all else fails,
maybe you need to move away from where you are now that people can't find you.
Boy, I don't think I can do that, you know. Them people, yeah, they must find me.
But if you don't have the possibility in doing that, you have to stick true to your goals in terms of, I know what this. I want this money to do for me, and I'm not trained for it.
Well, as Mrs. Simpson say, you know, me I go just start focus on my goals. And use that for motivate me for just say no some of my time them. Even if it pain me for do it. Can't make how people think of me cause me not fi achieve what I want achieve in a life, Bridging. Yeah, hear me? Thanks, yeah, my brother. Cause right now me feel a whole heap better too, you know.
No problem, Barry. Anytime. Join us again next week when we advise Barry on his journey to financial stability. This has been DollarWise. Thanks for staying tuned.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.